Emmy Sunshine is a 15-year-old singer, songwriter, and ukulelist who's been performing professionally since she was about 9 years old. Her music combines elements of Iris DeMent, maybe a little Alison Krauss or Dolly Parton, but you can make your own comparisons because Emmy Sunshine is here to sing live for us. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. Out of East Tennessee, here is Emmy Sunshine. Emmy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now I ain't no bird, but I can see that sky. Down in this valley, it's desert dry. Oh, I just want to feel one drop of rain to cleanse my spirit and ease my pain. I might be a little worn, oh, I might be a little worn when I finally get my wings. Still at the starting place, but I'll figure it out. Some way to feel the grace, that's me right now. Now I ain't no bird, but I can see that sky. Down in this valley, it's desert dry. Oh, I just wanna feel one drop of rain to cleanse my spirit and ease my pain. Oh, I might be a little worn. Oh, I might be a little worn when I finally get my wings. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. I can see that sky. Down in this valley, it's desert dry. Oh, I just wanna feel one drop of rain to cleanse my spirit and ease my pain. I might be a little worn, oh, I might be a little worn when I finally get my wings.
And what was the title of that song, Emmy?
It's called There's Got to Be More.
Why did you choose to sing it today?
Well, I chose that song because it's always one of my favorites to sing. I love the dynamics of it, and it's just a fun and uplifting song.
Let's talk about this ukulele. It's beautiful.
Thank you. It's my new Kala ukulele. I'm endorsed by Kala, and I love them, and they actually made me this ukulele. There was a lady named Olivia who works there, and she made me this uke, and we worked together on the wood and what we wanted to be a part of this, and, you know, there's a little blackbird on the top of it. My name's engraved in it as well, and it's really sweet. I enjoy it very much.
Now, music for you is really a family affair, isn't it? Your songwriting partner's your mom.
Yeah, I've been in music for a pretty long time. My mom was a writer way before I was born, and my great-grandmother was a singer, my grandmother, my dad, and it just sort of kind of became a big part of who I am. So music has just been something normal for us to do.
And you have family members actually in your band?
Yeah. My brother plays mandolin, my dad plays bass, and my Uncle Bobby plays drums.
You have a new record out, and you've got some other pretty big-name guests on the album, the McCrary Sisters. And they sing backups on Crimson Moon. Now, do they arrange their own vocals when they come in to do a session?
So it was actually my first time working with them, so I was very excited for that. And my first time meeting them as well, so I was very, very excited. I've looked up to them ever since I was around, like, 6 or 7 years old. I mean, I heard their music and what they did, and it just kind of really inspired me. And I got them on this album. We started talking about, you know, the arrangement and what we wanted to do on the chorus and everything as well, but we just kind of collaborated together to see what would work.
And you also worked with Jim Lauderdale. Now, how do you connect with such big names?
Well, I just meet people throughout my journey and what I do. And Jim, I met him when I was around 7, I think, or something like that. I was playing a show, and so was he. It was the same. He kind of did the same thing there. And we met him there, and we kind of ran into him at different times. And then one day, we just got to write together. There's Got to Be More. Yeah, that's the one we wrote together, and it's really a fun song, and I enjoy it so much. Yeah, Jim was very kind to be a part of this album and sing on this album and that song, so we love him.
Do the songs on the record represent a certain period of your life? I mean, you're 15.
To me, it's what I see around the world and what I see from, you know, on the news and what daily life has stored for all of us. You know, that's sort of kind of where I draw my inspiration, because I think that, you know, from my own life, it's kind of hard to find that because I don't really have a lot going on that would be that in depth. So I need something that would kind of relate to others, or in some way they can interpret it however they want. So sort of how I bring my songs together is just by what I see.
You're on tour right now?
I am, yeah. We're going to be doing a bunch of shows. There's a lot going on.
Now, is that an all-ages show?
I'm pretty sure it is. Usually most of my shows are, because, you know, I have a lot of itty-bitty kids who come to see me. It's kind of funny that they do, though, because a lot of what I write is more so a little bit out of their age range, but there's a lot of little kids. They also love a little song that I wrote called Little Blackbird, and they always sing along to that one. It's sort of like a happy melody with darker lyrics. It's funny to hear them sing along to that one.
How do you handle school when you're out on the road?
I've been homeschooled ever since kindergarten, so it's nothing really new to me. So for me, it's just sort of a normal thing. I mean, I've been doing this for a while, and I guess for some people, it's kind of different. Homeschooling around my town is, it's very out of the norm. You know, they're just like, what do you mean you're homeschooled? I wish I could do that. You know, it's just like, I have a lot of my friends who say that. But yeah, I've been doing that ever since kindergarten, and it gives me the opportunity to travel and to have creativity. So
one of the songs on the record that caught my ear, again, not to harp on your young age, but you are very young to reference the ghost of Hank Williams.
Mm-hmm.
How did you connect with his music?
So I've been listening to people like Hank Williams and Johnny Cash and June Carter and people like that since I was very, very young, because that type of music is kind of embedded into that kind of thing around the Smoky Mountains, mm-hmm. you could say. And then Dolly, of course, and Porter Wagner and stuff like that. I mean, like, people like that kind of surrounded our house, and that music did. So for me, I mean, I grew up listening to Hank Williams and yodeling and everything, so it just kind of became a part of what I do. So to me, that song is a really big accomplishment, really, because I get to write about a hero. I mean, that's really fun.
And yodeling, it's a little bit of a lost art, isn't it?
Yeah, you could definitely say it is. Yeah, I had a video go viral when I was like 9 of me singing Blue Yodel number 6. I don't know what happened. It was a very poorly made video, and it just went viral. And after that, I got to do a lot of stuff. I'm going to go to the Today Show and all that as well. I've been yodeling ever since, and it's fun. It's learning how to do something that's a little bit challenging, and that's always fun for me.
What else is on your agenda? I mean, what's going on this summer?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. We have festivals and all types of things, really. We're working on a new album, which is going to be a solo album for me and my producer, Tony Brown. I love writing with him and getting to work with him, I mean. And he is just a fabulous producer, and we are very thankful to get to work with him in any way that we can. He's wanted to do a solo album for me, and I am very much excited for that. There's a lot more going on that I think will be very important in the future, so we'll see what happens.
Domestic violence, mass murder, political corruption, and ghosts, these might not seem like topics every 15-year-old would choose to write about or sing about, but unusual characters and subjects have been a specialty of my guest, Emmy Sunshine. Her new album is Family Wars on Little Blackbird Records. My guest has been Emmy Sunshine. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
For a link to Emmy Sunshine's music, visit our website, wvxu.org. For 91.7, I'm Elaine Deal.